It's Heidi and Frank.
It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
What is in your mouth?
Why do you want to know?
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Dude, you got any gum?
Got you some gum.
We've got chewing gum.
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum?
The average person chews 300 pieces of gum a year.
It is National Chewing Gum Day today.
National Chewing Gum Day.
It's showtime.
Oh, National Chewing Gum Day. Something you shouldn't be doing right now if you're a professional at all and you're on the radio. Probably should spit that out. Gotta remind you every now and then that this is actually a profession and not just farts.
Mostly farts, though.
That you get paid for?
You'd be a wealthy man if you got paid for farts.
John. Not really. I don't fart that much. But when I do.
Yeah, they're doozies.
Yeah.
No, you know, in 25 years, I've never smelled you.
In
body odor or farts or anything. Isn't that weird?
And nothing I do stinks. That's why this works.
Okay. Okay.
You got to have a yin yang, though. You got to have the opposites, you know? You got to put plus and minus and everything. So, you know, I don't stink. And, well, I'm going to say.
Yes. Go on. No, please.
I mean, as far as chewing gum and stink, do you chew gum to get rid of your breath stank? Is that like when your main issue for your gum, or is your gum more of an oral fixation?
No, it's because my mouth is lonely. My mouth is lonely and bored. And I don't
want visitors.
Hey, knock, knock.
There's a party in Heidi's mouth, and you know the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a party, all right.
Hey, baby.
Your mouth is lonely.
My mouth is lonely and bored. And
what is the motivation to chew gum? So you have an oral fixation. You have to do something with your mouth.
I sure do. Yeah. Fellas, here's what I'll tell you. Marry yourself a thumbsucker. Not current thumbsucker, but was a thumbsucker. I came out of the womb, and my mom said both of my thumbs were like white, pruned and white, because I sucked my thumb in the womb.
And you've been in amniotic fluid for the last 9 months. I think everything would be kind of pickled.
No, but my thumbs were even more like crazy. I sucked them. And then I sucked them as a kid. I never had a pacifier. They never had to buy me one because I had my own built-in pacifier. I just sucked it too long, but I loved it. I sucked my thumb until I was 17.
If you were in the checkout line at the grocery store, that's where you keep all the gum, you know, the last purchase you make before you throw it on the belt, is that if they had gum in the shape of thumbs,
oh my god,
would you get it? Little thumb gum.
You know I
that
would.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah,
thumb gum.
A little thumb
for all
gum.
Those thumb suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's big thumb suckers.
Yeah, it's suckers.
Just ends of thumbs on a stick.
God, thumb Heidi suckers. Hamilton's thumb suckers.
There you go.
I'm gonna be rich.
Or what's happened to your teeth because you sucked them so much?
Malocclusion.
But there was something else before malocclusion, right? Wasn't there another word before it? Like you had a something malocclusion?
Well, my
if you're a dentist, call in.
Yeah, please.
She sucked her...
My palate, so my hard palate, was so narrow. It was like the size of my thumb. So it was narrow. So I had to wear my junior...
She sucked so hard that her upper teeth started going together, like plate tectonics, moving towards the center of her mouth, where eventually they'd have been a two-bladed saw blade, and then just together with no
double
upper
lumberjacks.
Mouth.
Yeah, so I had to get a butterfly expander.
Suck!
That I wore on the roof of my mouth for my entire junior year of high school.
Yeah.
That I had to turn with a key every day. You stick it up in there, you turn it. And it keeps spreading to whiten my palate because I sucked.
Let's see if his key will fit in there. Let's see if this thing will unlock anything inside there.
That old skeleton key.
Skeleton.
That old thing.
Yeah. The skeleton couldn't even fit through the door.
Oh, yeah. Gum. But, yeah, fresh breath. But mostly just I'll do it on probably like Johnny would on a road trip or Jordan with a cigarette. So I do it like, oh, I need another piece of gum. This one's losing its flavor, so I'll put it in a wrapper and I'll get another one out. And I'll like change
so basically
you
it's for all
the whole trip.
But do you have your flavors you go to, or is it multi-flavored packs? Or
I if I'm at the store, I'll get my ice cube. Peppermint.
So you go peppermint every time. Remember, you're just
pretty much
spearmint. You're like, ah, crap.
And then wintergreen's like I'm chewing tobacco.
Wintergreen.
No, I don't I like wintergreen.
Do you chew gum because your breath stinks?
I guess if I'm like going to meet somebody or something
like that.
You're a
smoker. I thought maybe you like throw a piece of gum in to cover up the thing you just did out in the parking lot.
No, not unless I have to go to like right to a meeting.
I'm something. Just trying to suggest that.
Yeah. Okay.
Jordan,
this meeting here, the show.
This.
I prefer
put the coffee coating right over the cigarette coating. And come over here. I actually give you jelly beans to improve your breath. Yeah. It's like, did you get dead fish? Oh, let me smell it.
Oh, that's so much better.
So
than
much better
Johnny's
than what it
breath.
Was. Jordan, do you chew gum to get rid of the smoker's breath?
Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, especially if I'm going to meet people that, you know, I don't want them to be grossed out by me.
Do you have
by my breath
gum in your car right now?
Yeah.
What kind of gum you got?
It's, I think right now it is peppermint. But I'm a peppermint or spearmint. I like the minty.
You don't go cinnamon? Anybody here a cinnamon chewer?
Yeah, what am I, grandpa? Yeah.
No, because I grew up in a household.
That's old man gum.
It's old people gum because I grew up in a household where we'd never had candy.
Big Red, man. Love Big Red gum.
We only had Trident cinnamon, and I was just like,
I did this long sticks of Big Red. That thing was like fire for a little kid.
Yeah,
remember that? Remember that commercial?
Gum was hot for a child.
Big Red freshness lasts forever, and they'd show Big Red.
Uh-huh. Do you remember?
They'd show people making out. I know. Do I remember it? I'm asking if you do.
You're like,
I was hoping you would jump in.
You're giving me a hint, but I'm like, I don't know if you remember.
No,
it
remember the commercial? People would be making out. It was a gum commercial, but people would be making out.
Find the jingle, Jordan.
Big Red flavor has no flavor.
I'm thinking Big Red flavor passed right through you, but that's probably not a good tip for the commercial. Like, chew this
Dang
and it'll,
it.
You'll poop. Big Red flavor passed right through you. That's not the words.
No.
Big Red flavor.
Cinnamon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
So kiss a little longer. Laugh a little longer. Stay close a little longer. Longer with Big Red.
Oh, yeah.
I nailed it.
Makes it last a little more. Like
yeah, there we go.
Pass right through you.
When I was a kid, my family would join another family. We'd go to church every Sunday. And the other family would pick us up in their minivan, so we'd all pile in. And I swear they had like Big Red everywhere in that van.
Because you
van.
Just buy them in like the long packets.
Yeah.
So their van, their minivan, reeked of cinnamon. And I would get into it, and just the entire ride, it would just make me so nauseous. That's why I cannot have it to this day. From those trips to church in the morning on Sunday mornings, I can still smell
anything cinnamon makes you want to get.
Yeah, I can't take it because you couldn't put down the windows.
What did they say on stage number three? It's cinnamon.
Ah!
Oh, I can't take it. I got a different stage.
She got that big red bush.
Oh yeah. Oh, you went to no bottom, so you can't drink that night. I'm that way with cinnamon because Goldschlager, my...
All spice names don't work for strippers. Like that really ugly one was called. On stage number three, it's nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Somebody slap a...
Oh, nutmeg.
Somebody slap a rag on nutmeg.
Oh, my God.
I got something right here, Meg.
Hey, Meg, I can
right
see
here.
Him.
Yeah,
you didn't
have
to name yourself that. I can totally see him hanging out the side of your G-string.
Just wanted to be
I know
honest.
It's a new world we live in, but because you talk a little better. I'd rather think you have a tail. It's all an illusion. Make it better.
It's a night of magic.
So do you go to the same brand for your gum every time? Like I said, you like... The flavors, the peppermint, spearmint, or the cinnamon, but like, yeah, do you go for the, there's my...
Ice cubes.
You go for the ice breakers? No, that's actually a mint, right? And I got like a...
I think they're called ice cubes, aren't they?
Ice cubes? I think ice cubes was taken.
No, ice cube is taken.
A long time ago by frozen ice and squares.
I'm not sure.
Or more cubes, but... Yeah,
anyway, they look like little
cubes.
Ice cubes.
Ice breakers. I don't know. That look like ice cubes.
Ice breakers, ice cubes. That's what it's called. It's both.
This is a moment where both right. Yeah. That rarely happens.
No, you're still wrong. Icebreakers is the gum name, but they're in cube form.
Yeah.
So it's like stick of gum. It's a big red stick, a juicy fruit stick.
Can't you let me?
Stick ain't the gum.
It's juicy fruit. If I said to go to the store and get me ice cubes, if I said, Frank, can you please go to the store and get me some ice cubes of gum, peppermint gum, you'd know what to pick up. You'd be like, I'm here, but all I see is icebreakers.
I would call you. I'm like, they got something called icebreakers. Is that what you meant? Because you're totally wrong about that ice cube. That's what I do.
I call
you out just to make sure. But knowing me, I get home, it's like, those are icebreakers. Hey, what are ice cubes? I figured it was the same thing.
Back to the store. Forget it. I'll DoorDash it. Jesus. I'll pay $12 for a thing of gum.
$75 for a stick.
I'm rich, bitch.
10-pack of Big Red. Rich, bitch. Let's chew the whole pack then, huh? Ever put the whole pack in your mouth?
Not since I was 12.
I know, but do you...
Where I'm like...
Like Hubba Bubba, you get the big league chew, and you just go... You go deep.
Oh, yeah, I get that
deep
whole
deep into the pouch. And or grape big league chew. That sucked. Talk about getting nauseous. Grape big league chew.
Fake grape flavor. Mm-mm. Bubblegum's way to go.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Somebody in 909 says big red gum was also a cure for your premature issues. Makes you last a little longer. No, makes it last. I guess so. I think this means the moment. Because if someone has bad breath, talk about wanting to end the moment.
It's going
to
be a quick kiss. All right, see you.
Yeah, you're going to get... Maybe refresh my drink.
Yeah.
We'll continue the story later. Jeez. No, Renee's like, damn, talk about unlocking a memory. You played that big red jingle.
Right. That's what we're here to do on the Heidi and Frank show.
Do we still have gum commercials? I mean, we had Dentine commercials. Mm. It was like the Dent and the Double Mint twins.
Yeah.
Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit was all, I mean.
That was in the Big Red. That
was gum wars of the 70s and 80s, man. I mean, as far as the ad goes, I don't know if I've seen one gum commercial.
No.
Maybe Orbit?
All the advertising being done everywhere, whether it be, it's a National Podcast Day with podcasting advertising and everything else and digital advertising and, you know, Google. And it's like, I don't see gum anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of dumb, but not gum.
Yeah, a lot of dumb everywhere. Uh-huh. Chewing dumb.
Yeah.
That's what you should start. She gets thumb suckers, you do chewing dumb. We'll have our old candy aisle down there. Trader Joe's.
Oh, man. We're going to be rich.
Uh-huh.
Now, speaking of unlocking memories, what's this? Ding, ding, ding.
That's a fax machine.
No.
Oh, getting online. Getting online.
AOL.
Getting online.
AOL.
Dial up.
That sound, even though, I mean, took you two guesses. And I forgot to load it, or else I would have played the real thing. AOL ends its dial-up service today.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It was still going on.
After more than 35 years, I was going to say, what was AOL standing
we know.
For? America Online, I guess. The dial-up tone, part of the soundtrack of the 1990s, the entire decade. It's like, what's this? Everybody in the 90s. That's what they're saying. Like, kids these days, don't you know what this sound is? And you play it for them, like, I don't know what that is. Never heard that before. But that's what we heard. At its height in 1999, because it started in 1989, and then at its height in 1999, AOL boasted over 18 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
It had a market capitalization of $222 billion, even back then. And then broadband internet overtook dial-up in the mid-2000s. But it says roughly 163,000 Americans relied on AOL in 2023. Still holding on. They don't like change.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Yahoo email address, you know?
And hello to all of you who still have the AOL, because I'm sure if you're listening to a radio station, you're listening to KLOS and classic rock, because you don't like change.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Just keep it. It's fine.
If it ain't Zeppelin, I ain't listening to it.
We've met those people.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fully understand how America Online has gotten away with the acronym AOL for all this time. Because online is one word. So why did they break that up into two letters? The OL, that's it should just be O. AO.
Oh,
I think that was taken from...
That's Deo.
So I guess it's online.
Just wondering.
For stupid people.
That's right.
Just kind of spelling it out.
We've met them.
For the chewers of big dumb, big red dumb.
Big red dumb.
It's in the shape of a candy bar. And then you eat it and you're like, wait a minute, this is gum. This is dumb.
This is dumb.
Somebody says, Heidi's right. Dentine ice. Arctic chill. That's a different. That's another ice. But I don't think there's icebreakers and there's dentine that has the ice flavor. So you're wrong. Don.
Thanks, Don. But no.
Don from Cave Creek, Arizona. You're wrong.
Oh, sounds like a lovely place, though.
Do you guys remember a conscious point in your life where you're just like, apparently I need like like dentine or Trident or any kind of gum that doesn't stick to dental work?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah.
Because I have my my flipper. So if I chew any kind of gum, it like it's all stuck up in the rattan.
Oh,
like,
God. Oh,
scrape it off.
No.
Yeah, start rubbing it. I got it in my gum hair or my tooth hair.
Oh, God.
Because really, teeth are just hair.
I know. When you think about that.
Modified hairs.
Hard hair.
Teeth and your fingernails and your toe claws.
Mm-hmm. All just hair. Check out my pearly hairs, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Her pearly hairs. Not my curly hairs. My pearly hairs. Yeah. Ew, when you think of teeth as hair, like you're kissing somebody, you got a mouth, like you're just your hair on that. Yeah, it's gross. When you think of it that way.
I was just looking at your face with all your hair on it.
Yeah, that's
you let that go a little bit longer, it'll become teeth. Got to harden up.
Just layers of teeth around those teeth you got. It's like that worm, wormhole in Star Wars.
Yeah,
no, it was
Sarlacc.
Is it?
I think
it has a name. They named that thing the Sarlacc.
Right, Sarlacc.
Wow.
Nerd.
I know.
Going deep.
Mark would be proud.
He would.
Mark from Thursday.
Mark Ellis, yes. From Thursday.
We've got about 8 minutes till our first four packs. As I look down at the prize list, I got four packs Not Scary Farm, and the first four packs going out at 6:40 this morning. So that's about 8 minutes away. Nightmares never end, and they come to life with new mazes, wicked scare zones, and more than 1,000 horrifying creatures in the park. Talk about Not Scary Farm. And I got 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40 a.m. today. I'll be giving those away to caller 40, but I'll give you a cue to call at that time. Gary wants to talk about gum again. All right. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, kids.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, do any of you youngsters remember blackjack gum?
I do.
Was it black?
I can't remember. Was it Heidi?
He's not that old.
I mean, I don't. It was like I only remember it really because it's in when I'm up in Oregon. There's a candy store that
does it taste like licorice?
It's like
okay. Well, I kind of remember it then.
Yeah,
would find it. These days in a retro candy store or something like that, right, Heidi?
Yeah, you can see it up there. I don't know that I've ever had it because it doesn't look appealing. You just look at it and you're like, that looks like trick gum almost.
Yeah, I think it's
like
crap.
Somebody's coming back,
it's crap gum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like your teeth turn black or something.
When I was a kid, my mom loved it, so we had it fairly often. I thought it was pretty darn tasty, to tell you the truth, but I don't chew gum anymore, so I don't pick up any gum.
Why don't you chew gum anymore? You just grew out of it?
Dentures.
Yeah, I think so.
Or is it dental
somewhere
work?
I don't, you know, I've only got crowns. I don't have any dental work that my gum would stick to. But no, that's not the case. You know, Somewhere along the line, when I was a teenager, watching girls
was just
unappealing, and so I didn't want to be that person, even though I wasn't a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you kind of grew out of it. I get it. It's like Frank like has a hard time watching a grown adult eat an ice cream cone. Eat ice cream.
Without getting a boner.
It's a sure bet he's going to get a boner.
Oh, my God. You've been chewing that same gum Johnny's been chewing.
I think you mean
thank you so
dumb.
Much, Gary, for calling the show.
Well, blackjack gum, you can find that in the same place you can find Beeman's gum.
Beeman's.
Fantastic product. Beeman's gum.
Huh.
I don't know where this came
then
from.
Then there was Bazooka. I was just in around a gun. The Bazooka sucked.
Bazooka
was
awful.
When you get
awful.
It, had the joke in, like the little comic strip inside of it, but then you'd chew it, it probably, you know, if the flavor
three
would be gone.
Four, yeah,
like,
three or four like, chews. You know, as soon as you get...
And it wasn't even that good of a flavor.
It's really hard, and then you like get it soft, and then it's gone. Then the flavor's gone.
Yeah, it pulls your
that sounded way
too.
Dirtier than I meant for it to sound.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Yeah.
And then you get it soft, and then it's over.
It's work.
Mm-hmm. And the comics were not even funny.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.